This week's show is brought to you by Away, first-class luggage at coach prices. For $20 off your order, visit awaytravel.com/richdad and use promo code richdad during checkout. Hey listeners, this is Derek from the Rich Dad Company. If you've been listening to the show, you know that we've been teasing the next big thing at Rich Dad for months now. After nearly a year of development, planning, and waiting for the perfect economic climate, we're finally ready to launch one of the most ambitious and powerful initiatives in Rich Dad history. Go to buyyourfirstinvestmentproperty.com and you will learn directly from the real experiences of Kim and Robert Kiyosaki about how to invest using your time instead of your cash, how to turn mistakes into opportunities, how to invest for value, and most important, how to make investments that generate monthly cash flow and return capital gains. Buyyourfirstproperty.com isn't just for experienced real estate investors. It shows beginners how to start small, capitalize on your own neighborhood, and learn the real meaning of fixer-upper, FSBO, vacancy rate, and zoning laws. Quit guessing at how the market might fluctuate or how the pros make money in real estate. Learn from the real experiences of people who've made millions and millions of dollars in real estate. In uncertain times, take control of your own future. Go to buyyourfirstproperty.com. Do it today. This is only being promoted for a limited time. Go to buyyourfirstproperty.com. Buyyourfirstproperty.com.
Are you looking for a roadmap to get out of the rat race? If so, go to www.richdadfreeoffer.com to get a free strategy session with Rich Dad Coaching. Since you're listening to the Rich Dad Podcast Network, you know the world has more to offer you than a day job and a paycheck. It's time to stop making other people rich and relying on outdated financial advice. We have a solution for you, along with an offer that you can't pass up. For listeners of this show, Rich Dad Coaching is offering a free strategy session that will allow you to plan, improve, and control your financial future. Just go to richdadfreeoffer.com. Rich Dad coaches are trained to find real opportunities specifically for your personal situation, using the same thought process Robert has used for decades to make millions upon millions. Robert's coaches can show you how to eliminate liabilities, build assets, and put more cash in your pocket each and every month. There are limited slots available, so don't wait. Visit richdadfreeoffer.com. That's richdadfreeoffer.com.
This is the Rich Dad Radio Show, the good news and bad news about money. Here's Robert Kiyosaki.
Hello, 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 Robert Kiyosaki, the Rich Dad Radio Show, the good news and bad news about money. And today we have a very exciting show for you. The reason it's important is the question is, what does the future hold for a President Trump presidency? What's going to happen economically in the future? And our two guests today are very important guests, both individual gentlemen I respect immensely. I read their work constantly. I gain a lot of my information from the both of them. So one is Burt Doman. He's a friend from Hawaii. He is a head of DomanCapital.com. And Harry Dent, economic forecaster. And Harry has been right on the future so many, many times. And so his newest book is called The Sale of a Lifetime, How the Great Bubble Burst of 2017 to 2019 Can Make You Rich. And Harry got it right. He says Trump may become the next president. He predicted it. So Harry is very accurate in his predictions. So, Harry, let's start with you. What do you think, and how will it affect your forecast of a 2017 to 2019 bubble burst? I mean, can't Trump save it?
Well, nobody can save it. The economy's been stretched so far. Now it's artificial. It used to be good fundamental technology, geopolitical, and demographic trends, and each of those has gotten worse, and now they're all pointing down in the next 3 years particularly. So I think 2017 and 19 is going to be the worst years we've seen in a long time, and I don't see anybody being able to reverse that. But Trump will not be blamed for it. That's a big deal. Hillary, if she'd have been elected, she'd have wished she hadn't. I think she's lucky, because she's part of the establishment, part of the Obama administration. She would have been blamed if we'd have gone back into a deeper downturn again like 2008 or 9. So that's Trump's advantage, but he's not going to be able to create all these jobs, he's saying, and he's not going to be able to make all these changes, but at least he's on the change side. I mean, people are going to clam up even more on illegal immigrants if the economy gets bad. They're going to clamp down more on trade agreements and be more protectionist the worse the economy gets. So he's on the right side of the equation. He'll get some stuff done, but I don't think I'd want to be president in the next 4 years. But at least he comes in as an outsider, which is a huge advantage.
I have to agree with you because although I voted for him, I really hoped he wouldn't win because I have to agree with you. You know, I was calling it for 2016, and the only thing that crashed was oil interest rates in the EU. But so far, the stock market has stayed strong. So I am concerned for my friend. We did write two books together, and I'm afraid he's going to get blamed for something that he's trying to fix. So, Mr. Doman, you're a professional trader, investor, analyst, founder of Doman Capital Research, somebody who's accuracy is also stunning. I don't know how you guys do it. I mean, you called the China crash long before it happened. So, Bert, what's your opinion of the new Trump presidency? What do you think is going to happen?
I have been saying for the last 6 months, and writing it in our Wellington letter, is that, you know, this is so reminiscent of 1980. In 1980, my business was about 4 years old. Then Reagan came in 1980, and I said, you know, this is amazing. And but in the bad publicity, the media war against Reagan was very similar as we saw this year against Trump. And Reagan was so popular. In my travels around, I asked all the people, the taxi drivers, you know, blue-collar people, etc., who would you vote for? They all said Reagan. I couldn't believe it. And I said, these are traditionally Democrats. And the answer, I would ask why, and they would say, I'm working 70, 80 hours a week just so some slobs can sit and watch TV all day long and wait for the next governmental check. And this is so reminiscent. We have seen a revolution now. And this is, you know, a turn just in the nick of time. But we have to remember that it's not easy to turn an economy as the U.S. around. And that is going to be the problem. And Reagan, when he came in, we went into a two-year recession that was very deep, a big bear market in stocks and so on, until the new programs could take effect. Investors should remember that.
So let me ask Harry this, okay, because Harry Dent's an economic forecaster. But you now are calling for your newest book, The Sale of a Lifetime, How the Great Bubble Burst of 2017 to 2019 Can Make You Rich. What's going to cause, if this is similar to Reagan, what are the causes of this burst in 2017?
Well, again, it's demographic. The baby boom peaked, and I said this 20 years before it happened, just a simple 46-year lag on the birth index. They peaked in 2007, and what have we had? A weak economy ever since that has to have a lot of free money, zero interest rates, quantitative easing, more debt, and all this sort of stuff just to barely grow at 2%. This is because they're fighting demographic headwinds. We've been in an adverse geopolitical cycle, which I don't even have to explain anymore, since 9/11, and that doesn't turn around for another 3 or 4 years by my cycles. And now we've had the internet cycle, which surged from the late 80s into about 2010. Internet's done. We're down to Facebook and dancing dogs and cats now. I mean, we really are. And it's not the same as Google and email. There's still going to be innovation, and there's still good stuff. But all of my trends point down, which means the economy's only going to get worse, and it's even worse in Europe, and it's even worse in China. Those are the largest economies in the world, and Japan's been in a coma economy forever. So the trends are very adverse. So it's going to be like Reagan. The trends, the demographic trends, were still adverse under Reagan until late 82, and then the baby boom started kicking in along with his deregulation and programs. Trump's going to have something similar, except I think this downturn is going to last deeper into his administration, at least into late 2019, and it's going to be pretty hard to look good when you just got 1 year. Reagan had two really good years to turn around and look like a hero, and that's the best thing you can do. I agree with Bert on this. This is very similar to Reagan. I also think long-term it's a bit similar to the Civil War, kind of an extreme polarity between the blue and red states. But Reagan had two great years to look like a hero. I don't know if Trump's going to get that. So I think it's going to be much harder for Trump to be reelected than Reagan.
I hate to agree with you guys. I just hate it. But I, you know, it was because of you, Harry, taught me about demographics, and then Bert being the expert also on China. China, Japan, the U.S., and the EU has a bunch of old guys, baby boomers. What does that, Bert, what does that mean to China with all these old guys?
They are going to be replaced. In Europe, we're seeing a similar revolution. Look at Le Pen in France, in Germany. Merkel now has turned around on her 180-degree on her immigration policy, etc. We're seeing it in Austria. We're seeing it in the Netherlands and so on. Of course, then it was the Brexit vote, etc. People all over the world are fed up. Look at the protests in Hong Kong when the Chinese government wanted to prevent their democratic process. So people are revolting against being controlled by these elitists, and the people have spoken. But, you know, you cannot make an omelet without breaking eggs, and the eggs are going to be broken. And I agree with Harry, for the next 2 years, it's going to be painful in many areas. But out of it will come a beautiful economy, you know, and we will be getting rid of all of these nitwits that are these hooligans that are demonstrating in the streets. The people, you know, I can't believe it. People in the media really think that they're trying to tell us these protests are spontaneous. My God, you see these videos of hundreds of buses busing these people in. Who is paying for those buses?
Once again, it's Robert Kiyosaki, the Rich Dad Radio Show. We have two great guests. Our subject today is what will President Trump bring to the world, and the reason this is a very important show is because my two guests are two men I respect greatly. They're great forecasters. One is Harry Dent, the other is Bert Doman. Harry's latest book is The Sale of a Lifetime, How the Great Bubble Burst of 2017 and 2019 Can Make You Rich. He's also the editor of the free newsletter of Economy and Markets. But Harry Dent was also saying exactly what Bert's saying, is that when Reagan came into power back in 1980, the economy went into a slump, interest rates went through the roof, but also there was a great boom ahead, and that's one of Harry's claim to fame. The other is a friend of mine, Bert Doman, fellow Hawaiian, and he's very respected and sometimes reviled in Hawaii because his comments are so caustic.
You know, at the time, in the 80s and 90s and so on, I was speaking at a lot of the big conferences and so on, and there were typical jokes I would make about, you know, government bringing you up from the cradle to the grave and so on. And they always got laughs. I would say the same thing in a seminar in Hawaii, not a laugh at all. Wow, this is a different crowd.
Harry, it's really tough being from Hawaii with your, like, you know, Bert and I, because we don't have any friends there. My friends are leaving Hawaii because it's so, democratic, per se.
Well, tell them I'm in Puerto Rico now, and we're bankrupt, but at least I tell people at least they know they're bankrupt, and they're doing stuff. They're having to raise taxes and cut costs, unlike the U.S. government.
Are you in Puerto Rico because of taxes, by any chance?
No, I moved down here because I had a great vacation house on an island off here, and then the more time I spent in San Juan, I felt like, hey, this is like South Beach at a quarter of the price for an astounding condo. And then I get here and find out, oh, I don't, you know, there are some tax benefits. I can qualify by working with a company here. If I had to do it on my own, it'd be too thin, but there are very strong tax benefits for investment managers and people. I mean, Bert ought to move here.
That's great. What advice would you have, number one, for old guys, the baby boomers, and number two, for, let's say, millennials and a little older?
Well, you know, it's very simple, and it's not something your stockbroker is going to tell you. We've had bubbles in everything. Commodities already collapsed, mostly. You know, stocks, emerging countries, bonds, real estate, and some extreme real estate bubbles, and Hawaii is one of those. You have to get out of the way. You can't be diversified when bubbles are bursting everywhere like 2008-9. Everything went down except the U.S. dollar and the highest quality sovereign bonds. So diversification and income protection, you have to say, look, we've got a bubble. You got to get out of the way and just be safe. And I'd say for the next 3 years is the big danger period by my four best long-term indicators. And they are crystal balls. They do work well. And it took me a long time to develop them, especially the demographic ones. But just be safe. And then there's going to be one buy investment opportunity. I think the bond bubble is going to burst more short, maybe in a year, and you can start buying quality bonds again. And then a few years after that, emerging company stocks and the best aging sector like healthcare stocks here, and then on and on, and then finally real estate. Real estate takes the longest to turn around. I think commodities could peak early on in this process because they've gotten so annihilated. And oil could be at my target of $10 to $20 next year.
And then you're also calling gold for $250 an ounce, aren't you?
Yeah, that's the worst case. $400 is my best guess stance, because that would erase the bubble back to 2005. But yeah, it could go as low as $250. I think gold will probably hold up a bit better than the rest of commodities because it still has that little bit of magic quality. But we've been warning people since April 2011, get out of silver and gold. They're only going down, and I think gold's already going down again. And we did predict it would bounce to 1,400. I think it's probably already peaked. And the next stop is 700 and then 400. So
that's horrible news for me.
There's no place to hide. If gold won't protect you, what will? I tell you, the U.S. dollar's a good place to hide.
Bert, what do you think?
You know, yes, I basically agree what Harry sees.
Because you're a bond guy, right? You've been telling people to stay in bonds.
Yeah, well, the bond crash right now would be devastating because there are trillions and trillions of dollars in bonds at very low yield. And if the yields rise substantially, it's going to be devastating for all of these big bond investors. And I'm talking about pension plans and, everything there is. I mean, the bond market is so much bigger than the stock market.
But for the last year.
But it also affects the valuations of stocks and real estate. That's the bigger kick.
But Harry, Bert, you've been telling people to stay into high quality government bonds, right?
Yes, and we're looking at that very, very closely. We lightened up our positions in one program that we have a couple of months ago, I think we're going to have a rebound and so on. But then we have to see the one caveat I have with a scenario like Harry's, which normally I would agree with totally, is that this time around, the central banks are going to do whatever they can. And I know that they have done just about everything they can already. You know, zero interest rates, negative interest rates, $13 trillion of artificial money creation, etc. However, they still make the rules. The government still makes the rules. We see all these trial balloons being floated about getting rid of cash in the economy, a digital payment system, etc. This is to get the ultimate control over our payment system. And, we have to be alert to that. India is already starting that. They just called in what they call the high currency notes. Is the 500 rupees, okay? That's $7.50. They're not going to have $7.50 notes anymore. Can you believe this? In order to get total control over the economy.
Okay, well, hey, Bert, let's hold it because Harry's got to run. I'm going to go to a break. So, Harry, thank you very much for being on the program again.
Okay. Hey, my final comment. I think governments are losing credibility fast as Brexit and Trump has just proven. I think it's going to be a hard time. They're going to have to triple down, quadruple down, and more to even think of turning this next one around. So I don't think they're going to be allowed to do that. I think people are going to continue to revolt.
I hate to agree with you, but I do.
Oh, yes. I think so, too. It's just a question mark. You know, how coercive will they become?
Coming up, we'll find out how you can prepare financially for a Trump in the White House and for the nightmare that's coming.
The Rich Dad Radio Show with Robert Kiyosaki.
This week's show is brought to you by Away, first-class luggage at coach prices. For $20 off your order, visit awaytravel.com/richdad and use promo code RICHDAD during checkout. Away asked thousands of travelers what bugs them about their luggage and designed a bag that solves all of the old problems along with a few new ones. I personally refuse to ever carry a wheelie bag again after having so many of them fall apart at the worst possible time. Like, I don't know, sprinting across the Atlanta airport to make a connection that's on the complete other side of the terminal every single time. After trying the Away bag, I knew I had my luggage for the trip to Tokyo I'm taking later this year, and it can take abuse while looking great, and it even charges my phone. After visiting factories across the globe, Away selected only the best of the best to build bags from premium German polycarbonate with features like high-grade 360-degree spinner wheels that are typically only found on bags costing thousands of dollars. TSA-approved combination locks built right into the top of the bag. A removable laundry bag that keeps clean and dirty clothes separate. a built-in charger for cell phones, tablets, e-readers, really anything that runs off of a USB cord, a lifetime warranty. That means if something goes wrong with this bag, they will fix it or replace it for you for life. A 100-day, no-questions trial period, and free shipping throughout the continental United States. Visit awaytravel.com/richdad and use the promo code RICHDAD during checkout to get $20 off your order. Away, first-class luggage at coach prices. Based on the original Cashflow 101 board game created by Robert Kiyosaki, author of the best-selling book Rich Dad Poor Dad, Cashflow Classic is an online game that teaches you to invest and acquire assets using real-world investing scenarios. You can test and improve strategies for building wealth, acquiring properties, and trading stocks over and over to learn the secrets of the rich. Cashflow Classic uses fast-paced, real-world simulations in a fun and powerful way to not only teach you about investing and wealth building, but to reveal your investing personality. Play Cashflow Classic anytime, anywhere, with up to 6 players, absolutely free. No subscriptions, no micropayments, just a free venue to meet and compete with gamers, entrepreneurs, and wealth builders of all skill levels from around the world. Play Cashflow Classic today at richdad.com.
The Rich Dad coaching staff wants to make you a special offer, but first, they have a rather blunt question. What's costing you more money? Being financially uneducated or stupid? If you're uneducated about creating wealth, you can do something about it. In fact, just listening to this podcast demonstrates that being financially ignorant is not your problem. Robert has said that being stupid is expensive. He doesn't mean to imply that you are not intelligent. He means it is stupid to know that you have options to improve your financial education, but choose not to do anything about it. We encourage you to take a different path and get a free strategy session with a member of the Rich Dad Coaching Team. Rich Dad Coaching has guided thousands of people to financial freedom by helping them take action rather than just dream. Go to www.richdadfreesession.com right now to learn all the exciting details. There are only a few times where you're faced with a decision that will affect the entire trajectory of your life. This is one of them. Don't let it slip away. The stupid thing to do is also the most expensive, which is to ignore this offer and hope for a miracle. Instead, do what Robert would advise. Put your fears aside and go to richdadfreesession.com and claim your free strategy session while they're still available. There is simply no faster way to turn your dreams and aspirations into actual wealth and financial success. So go to richdadfreesession.com now.
It's vital to protect yourself and your company. LLC, LP, S, or C Corp. Let Corporate Direct guide you through the process of forming a corporation or LLC. Every business owner and real estate investor needs asset protection. Corporate Direct is owned by Rich Dad advisor Garrett Sutton and is Robert Kiyosaki's choice for corporate formation. Mention Rich Dad and receive $100 off a formation. Call 800-600-1760 or visit online at corporatedirect.com. That's corporatedirect.com.
It's time to hear the good news and bad news about money. Here's Robert Kiyosaki.
Welcome back, Robert Kiyosaki. There are good news and bad news about money. And you can listen to this Rich Dad radio program anytime, anywhere on iTunes or Android. All of our programs are archived at richdadradio.com. You can hear this podcast again, your time, your schedule. And the reason we archive all of our programs is simply because I believe what we talk about is worth knowing. Otherwise, I wouldn't talk about it. And so one of the ways you learn is via repetition. So if you listen to this program a second time and third time, you'll hear even more. But another big important reason, if you have friends, family members, or business associates, this program is especially important because we're talking to people, two very important people, both men I respect, both fantastic economic forecasters, and although they don't claim to have crystal balls, they're fairly accurate on the future. So for those of you with friends, families, or friends, we're talking about what will happen once the Trump, you know, the euphoria or the rioting of Trump ends, and what does it mean to you? So I want to thank Harry Dent, economic forecaster. He was right on when he called the great boom ahead right after Reagan came to office. And he's now calling for the biggest sale of a lifetime. His latest book is Sale of a Lifetime, How the Great Bubble Burst of 2017 to 2019 Can Make You Rich. Our other guest is Bert Doman, who has stayed with us. Harry had to catch a plane. But Bert Doman is a fellow Hawaiian, professional trader, investor, analyst, founder of Doman Capital Research, and has been giving his analysts and forecasts to traders and investors for over 36 years. His website is domancapital.com. So the question today is, what does Trump mean to the future of your money? So, Bert, we're talking about, you know, bonds and things like this. Can you basically explain why you and Harry have been saying bonds might be the place to sit, or a better place than real estate and gold?
Yes. Before I go into that, let me just congratulate you on, I think you wrote one or two books with Donald Trump some years ago.
Right, he's a very good man.
You were kind enough to send me one of them, and that was fantastic. You should really republish that.
Oh, thank you.
It's a terrific book.
Well, you know, hey, Bert, for a boy from Hawaii, from Hilo, to be on the cover with the President of the United States, that's pretty a long way to come, isn't it?
Absolutely, and you deserve it.
There's got to be a God someplace.
Yes. Okay, let's go into the bond. My idea was, for example, January 2014, you couldn't find one bull on bonds on Wall Street. Everybody that came onto financial TV said, sell bonds, sell bonds, sell bonds. And we said, you know, everything that we see means you got to buy bonds. And as that happened, over the next 13 months, the ETFs and treasury bonds like TLT was up 51%. It was the best performing investment for that period. It performed exceedingly well when everybody was bearish. We're starting to see this again now. Now, the TLT and treasury bonds, they've had a big correction here after the Trump election, because money flowed out of safety, which was treasury bonds, into stocks. They call this risk on Wall Street, okay? So everything's risk on. They go into all the risky stuff, okay? And I think the people who are doing this are going to regret it. You never want to be part of a stampede, because you will probably end up getting stuck.
So you're saying that people are coming out of the stock market because they're going into more risky investments? Or
no, they're coming out of the bond market.
Bond market into riskier, which is
the
stock market.
That's what we've seen here since the election. And I think we're going to have a sobering up period where people will say, all of this beautiful stuff, and I'm so convinced that Trump is as serious as he can be, that he wants to be the best president in U.S. history. Everything he has ever done in life, he wanted to be the best buildings, the best hotels, everything, okay? And now he wants to be the best president ever. I'm sure he's very serious about it. However, he's only one person. And there's an organized effort to sabotage his inauguration, first of all, and then his term. So this is the obstacles that he's facing. Just because he wants to do something good doesn't mean he will be able to do it. The establishment does not want to be pushed out of its positions. This crony capitalism that we've had, or crony politicians, you know, everything for their own pocket and nothing for the people. You know, they're not going to give that up. I mean, we're talking about huge, huge amounts of money. So we have to distinguish that. That's why this rally that we had here in the stock market, I think it's going to possibly be a bull trap, a trap for all the bulls, and you're going to have a serious downturn next year when all of the problems come to face. In March, we get the debt ceiling. The debt ceiling in the U.S. will have to be raised in order to pay for all the programs that we have. What if that is going to be a struggle again and there's a lockdown on spending? So, you know, there's so many obstacles. My point is this. When we get to the point where all the problems are resurfacing, there once again will be the change, the money flow changing direction from risky assets to safe assets. And the safest instrument in the world is U.S. Treasury bonds. Real estate is a bad asset right now. Everything is overvalued. We are having bubbles. The bubble machine was working overtime over the last 7 years. And Janet Yellen, the head of the Federal Reserve, doesn't see any bubbles, okay, which is really amazing. She doesn't see any bubbles, and she has said that. So we're going to see a transition again to safety. You take a look at the emerging markets right now. This is very, very telling. The emerging markets were always considered risky assets, but this time around it isn't. Why? Because the dollar is rising. Now, a rising dollar can be very detrimental for many assets, commodities, gold and silver, for emerging countries, because most of their external debt is denominated in dollars. So if the dollar goes up 10%, that means that their billions and billions of dollars of debt has just increased in one swoop by 10%. They can't service the debt they have already. How are they going to service the debt in their local currencies that is 10 or 20% higher?
Okay,
so the strong dollar causes big, big problems.
In emerging markets?
Yes, emerging markets specifically.
Okay, well, so look, our guest today is Bert Doman. We're talking about what happens with a Trump presidency. We had Harry Dent, economic forecaster. And I think the three of us agree that Trump has some massive headwinds externally as well as internally. And the question is, what are you going to do? So Bert is right now saying emerging markets, a strong dollar, may be good for some people, but bad for others. And right now, if you owe debt to the U.S., like let's say you're Greece and you owe U.S. dollars or Libya, whatever it is that they do it, but they can't pay the money back because the dollar gets too strong. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, exactly.
And what does that mean to you and me? Because we don't, if I'm the government of Dubai and I got $100 million to place, I don't have that, but let's say I have $50,000, what would you do?
Right now, cash is a wonderful asset.
That's good to hear because I have a lot of cash, and I don't like it, but maybe it's a better place to be. Huh?
Robert, most people don't have any cash. You always want to have what most people don't have. And it's just like the big hedge funds now. You hear now, the big hedge funds here had to sell certain sectors to get into this rally after the election.
To raise cash.
Yeah, exactly. Usually they have enough cash sitting around. This time around, they have to sell other assets in order to have the money to get into, infrastructure and all of this stuff. This is so ridiculous. Infrastructure. First of all, infrastructure spending has never translated into economic growth. Never. There's not one country where you can say that. Okay? Maybe China, because their infrastructure catch up. They have to catch up 100 years of no investing in infrastructure. And so that stimulated. But in Japan, over the last 20 years, every infrastructure program they had, it didn't work. It didn't do anything for the economy. And look at the shovel-ready projects of Obama. Nothing. It didn't even make a blip in the economy. Okay. And this is what we're going to see. Infrastructure. Have you ever gone to a highway project? I remember in Los Angeles, there was a 4 or 5 freeway widening. I think it was a $10 billion project. You would drive by there and you would see maybe 10, 15 people working, and they built this huge widening of the freeway with so few people. It's mostly machines,
right? Bert, when we come back, we're going to be talking about how Trump's win will affect media, big banks, and the Fed, but most importantly, you and me.
The Rich Dad Radio Show with Robert Kiyosaki.
Learn about money and investing while having fun. Go to richdad.com to play the Cashflow Classic game online. Your banker will never ask for your report card. What's most important in entrepreneurship and investing is your financial statement. So go to richdad.com and play Cashflow Classic to learn anytime, anywhere. Start playing today and take your first steps out of the rat race. Meet and interact with players who have the same goals and aspirations. Best of all, it's free. Go to richdad.com and start changing your life today by playing Cashflow Classic at richdad.com.
This is the Rich Dad Radio Show, the good news and bad news about money. Here's Robert Kiyosaki.
Welcome back, Robert Kiyosaki, the Rich Dad Radio Show. The good news and bad news about money. Today's program is what is the economy of the world as well as your own economy going to look like under President Trump? You can listen to the Rich Dad Radio program anytime, anywhere on iTunes and Android. And all of our programs are archived at richdadradio.com. Once again, we archive them so you can listen to them again, and you can include your friends and family members and business associates to this podcast, especially those. We've had two guests today. One is Harry Dent. He is the economic forecaster. He was right on when he talked about the great boom ahead, and we did go into a great boom ahead. And now he's talking about the great crash ahead coming in 2017 through 2019. His new latest book is The Sale of a Lifetime. Our other guest is Bert Doman. He's a friend from Hawaii. His website is domancapital.com. His letter is a Wellington letter, is well received here in the Rich Dad Company. Everybody's required to read it because Bert is so insightful as to what is coming down the road. And so I've asked Bert, because he and I both are from Hawaii, we don't live there anymore, just because it's so not friendly to capitalism. You know, I mean, Hawaii is probably one of the, you know, Forbes magazine called it the People's Republic of Hawaii, because the government is so corrupt. My dad, poor dad, ran against his boss, Governor Burns, a Democrat, just because my dad, poor dad, could not stand the corruption in Hawaii. And it seems it's only gotten worse. And in this last election, the reports I have, Hawaii is now 100% Democrat. So on one side of the United States, we have Mr. Trump, President Trump, my friend, wrote two books together. On the other side, we have 100% Communist Republic of Hawaii. I just don't get it. I mean, how in the world? You know, Hawaii is a great place to live, fabulous climate. I own a house. I own a boat out there. But it gets harder for me to go there because my stomach turns. And I look at these high-rise after high-rise being raised. The only people buying them are Chinese. You know, they have to provide low-income housing. And low-income housing in these chintzy little high-rises being put up in Hawaii are $450,000. I mean, how does a low-income minimum wage person afford a $450,000 one-bedroom box in the sky? And then what's it going to do to traffic? So I look at Hawaii as probably the epitome of corruption. And, you know, I love the place. I grew up there. It's my home. But like I said, my father ran against it. Bert left. I left. Your comments, Bert, because we're both from there. We both love the place. We still, you know, have family there.
Yeah, Robert, it's actually a good question for a psychoanalyst or a social scientist, I'm neither. So why this happens, I don't know. I just know that the Hawaiian people are the most wonderful people that you could ever find anywhere in the world. They are the kindest people, the nicest. You know, usually when a place has a lot of tourism anywhere in the world, people get a little bit, you know, unfriendly. They say, wish these tourists would leave, in spite of all the money they bring in. But in Hawaii, you never see that. People are just absolutely wonderful. And even the bureaucrats, the people in the government and so on, are so nice. When you talk to somebody in the government and so on, they're always very helpful. So it's a paradox. And one time, you know, when I was living there, I had some discussions to that. To that effect. And why is this? Why people support big government, coercive to government, and so on? I still have my house over there, and it's a beautiful place to go to. We go several months every year, and we just love it.
So anyway, that's, you know, it's a paradox to me. I still have family there and all this, and I agree with the people, the friendliest and the nicest. Yet down deep, you know, they really are into big government. Government should take care of them. And I'm not really political, but it's just confusing.
Yeah.
It's just confusing to me. Do you know what I mean?
There's so many paradoxes in the world, and you know, you just can't figure it out. At least I cannot. Why do these things happen?
Yeah.
But they do happen, and maybe it's good. If we all had the same view, it would be a pretty boring place, right?
You got to
have balance.
And I was just in Russia 3 weeks ago. And they don't like Obama, but they love Trump. And so I'm just bringing up the paradox that exists throughout the world today. It is most polarized time in history. Would you agree with that?
Yes, and it's very much like when Reagan came in, people were still sick and tired of Jimmy Carter and that whole group of extreme liberals and so on. And he did change the mood of the country. And that is what's so much more important. Instead of focusing on all the different bills that he's going to present and try to get through Congress and so on, what's really important is the emotional side of
right.
the
and
mood,
I,
of the country.
I understand Trump's already called, you know, the head of China and all that, and Putin's looking forward to talking to him.
Yes.
So that's kind of encouraging about Trump, yet as we've been saying, as Harry Dent always said, the headwinds are so strong, and the people against Trump are very strong also. So I think the nightmare in many ways is about to begin. So let's get back to the markets. You know, Trump talks about repatriation of money. We have trillions of dollars overseas. He's going to lower the tax to 10% or less. What does that mean to you if he brings a lot of money back into the U.S., U.S. dollars back into the U.S.?
Yes. You know, that's the best question because I think that is the most important thing. First of all, lowering the corporate tax rate to 15% will make the U.S. kind of almost a tax haven.
Amen.
For the biggest corporations in the world. They will relocate to the U.S. They will create thousands and tens of thousands of jobs. And we have seen this in other countries. Look at Singapore. Singapore has absolutely nothing. When Britain turned over Singapore and made it an independent country, everybody said, there's no way that Singapore can exist. They've got no natural resources. They even have to get the water from Malaysia right next door, etc. And it became a big, beautiful prosperity story. And this is what can happen when you have low tax rates because that's where companies go. And the U.S. can be that for the world. With a 15% corporate rate, there's no reason that a company should relocate to Dublin, Ireland, just because of the tax rate. I think it's much better for them to relocate to the U.S. This is an important factor. Also, getting rid of many of the regulations. You know, I had proposed that for every new regulation, there have to be five old ones that get taken off the books.
I say the same thing.
Yeah, and I think Trump said two for one, which is fine. But we have to see that trend, right?
Okay.
And, you know, basically get government off the back of small businesses. If you're a small
and the worker.
Business owner. Yeah,
the worker.
And the worker, exactly. Well, if you get off of the small business person, then a small business person can focus on growing his business and hiring more people, right?
Yep, that makes sense to
over
me.
90% of the businesses in the U.S. are small businesses. Over 90%. That is the backbone of America, is small business.
So let me ask you this question because a lot of our listeners are real estate people. And if it's true what Harry Dent says about the headwinds coming in 2017 and 2019 and the great bubble burst, including real estate, gold, oil, and all that, what does it mean to real estate?
I agree with Harry on the possibility of a big correction setting in the stock market and the economies over the next year or two. And the reason is this. The last 2 years have been artificially propped up by governmental manipulation in Washington and then combined with the Federal Reserve. This was a nice game that they played in order to have a good election climate. You have the stock market near record highs going into the election, and then that means that their candidate will get elected. So we have seen corporate earnings declining for 18 months. 18 months of decline in corporate earnings, and the stock market went up. How is that possible? Only through manipulation.
Right.
Okay? So now we're going to see the corrective process. The manipulation will no longer take place because all these people will be fired. Okay? So now you get the setback to reality. Okay, now we're going to get back to real valuations. And that means a big decline in the number of assets. And that, of course, always goes too far to an excess on the other side, because not only do you get down to fair valuation, you get to undervaluation. And I believe this is what Harry Dent is talking about, that creates a fantastic buying opportunity sometime over the next 2 years.
So cash,
when you
cash,
pick up the bargain.
So that's why you're saying cash right now. You know, like you and I always agree on this one. If you don't know what you're doing, go and do it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't really, I've taken bond classes. I still don't understand it.
Absolutely.
So it's best for me to just stay in cash rather than a bond, right?
Yes. Cash is not trash. You know, Wall Street tries to tell you cash is trash because they don't make any commissions on cash.
But cash can be trash if they're printing more of it, which could happen too. So it all depends.
They will. In order to get out of this, they're going to be printing like crazy again.
Right.
But that won't happen in the first year, in my opinion.
But you and I would also talk. You know, you were driving around L.A. I've never seen so much construction.
Yeah.
That's a bubble, isn't it?
It's a bubble. And this is it. I mentioned downtown Los Angeles. 22 big high-rise buildings are either in construction or ready for construction. 22. You already cannot get into downtown L.A. I was there last week. And I hadn't been there for over a decade. I haven't gone to downtown L.A. But you can't get on an off-ramp. The off-ramps, they have lines that are half a mile long.
But
it's incredible.
That's the same as Honolulu, Kaka'ako and all that. They're just putting up these massive high-rises. You can't even drive around the town anymore.
I heard that in rush hour. It's pretty bad. So
yeah.
You just have a nice home, and you stay in your home. I don't have to go downtown for the traffic.
Yeah,
that was in the olden days. I had my office downtown in Honolulu,
right.
And it was beautiful, but I don't have to do that anymore.
We're talking to Bert Doman. He is author and editor of the Wellington Letter. I have other newsletters. I don't understand them. They're just too technical.
Yes.
Whereas you take the time to give the bigger picture and explain it to the layperson like me. So how do they order that newsletter?
Just go to our website, domancapital.com. The Wellington Letter, we do not give specific investment vehicles like stocks.
So, like I said, when Bert's letter arrives at this company, everybody can't wait to read it because that's how we stay abreast with what's going on in the market. And that is the purpose of the Rich Dad radio program. We're not here giving you and telling you what to do like your financial planner would. We're telling you more how to think and give you some of the best bigger picture views on what's going on in the world economy. So what advice, Bert, would you have for this person listening to this program right now, who's kind of worried, like there's that new book out called The Rise of Robots by Mark Ford. He's predicting massive unemployment. He says now many doctors are obsolete. A lot of the journalists now, the reports in a newspaper are written by robots. And McDonald's is probably going to let go 40% of the 1.8 million workers because robots can now replace them. What do you think about all that also? I mean, the world is changing far beyond Mr. Trump.
I have had some interesting discussions to that effect. Really, when we see the technological changes here, you have to look ahead and see who is going to be able to deliver all of this stuff and even understand it, like in technology. You know, the knowledge base of the world, according to Ray Kurzweil, who's just fantastic, he's a genius in technology. And he says the knowledge base is now doubling every 2 years in the world. I mean, that is the geometric progression that you can't even imagine. In 10 years from now, how many people are going to be able to understand, much less work, in technology? So we will have... Basically, most people won't even qualify for the jobs that are open.
Right.
And you mentioned the robots in restaurants. I've said that for years. I said, why can't they automate restaurants a little bit more, like the ordering process? Why do you have a person has to walk to your table and ask you what you want, Why can't you have an iPad or something on your table and you order and so on? You want a refill on your coffee, just put it in there, etc. So much can be automated. We have one client. He has over 260 franchised restaurants, a big pizza chain. And he says business is terrible. I said, what, the sales are booming, aren't they? He said, yeah, sales are okay, but we're not making any money. And he said, all these governmental regulations make it so difficult to make any money. So they're all going to automate.
Right.
And that will put, hundreds of thousands or more people out of jobs.
Well,
for Tita, who's a billionaire, and he's on CNBC once in a while. He owns Mastro Steakhouse, Landry's, et cetera, et cetera. He said the same thing. It's really, really difficult to make money nowadays in restaurants.
Well, that is Rise of Robots. He says that Foxconn, who builds Apple's products in China, they just ordered 1 million robots. It's going to put 3 million Chinese out of work. That's how efficient robots are.
Yeah.
They can work 24/7 and they don't have unemployment benefits and those problems.
Yes, exactly. I remember maybe 8 years ago, there was a video on a Ford auto plant in Brazil, totally automated. All you saw was these robots, arms going around and so on.
Right.
He said, we run the plant, the entire plant with less than 10 people.
Right.
And they said, why don't you do this in the U.S.? Oh, we can't because of the labor unions.
Yeah, but that's coming. It's coming, like it or not. Say, Bert, thank you very much, man.
Okay.
Thanks for the friendship. Thanks for your great Wellington report and all the services you do to keep people aware.
It's always nice to speak with you. And, I have to say, if you didn't already know it, you have the most fantastic listeners to your show because after I'm on, we get calls and so on, and they're very smart, very informed people. So I love to be on your program.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to hear that. And all your listeners out there, you guys are the best. So thank you, Bert. Thank you for talking about my friend Donald Trump and what's coming in the future. Then we come back. We'll be going to the next most popular part of our program. It's Ask Robert.
The Rich Dad Radio Show with Robert Kiyosaki.
Threats to your business are everywhere. Choosing the right entity is a start, but basic asset protection isn't enough. You must take the next steps and follow the corporate formalities. If you don't, a creditor can pierce the veil of protection and get at your personal assets. Corporate Direct is owned by Rich Dad Advisor Garrett Sutton and is used by Robert Kiyosaki to properly maintain his entities. Call 800-600-1760 or visit online at corporatedirect.com for corporate cleanup and resident agent services in all 50 states. Avoid a piercing of the corporate veil. Go to corporatedirect.com.
The key to achieving your dreams is to develop a rich mindset instead of an excuse mindset. Instead of saying, I can't afford that, ask yourself, how can I afford that? It's amazing how a simple shift in thinking can open a world of new ideas and endless possibilities. Let the Rich Dad Company help kickstart your journey to financial freedom. Robert Kiyosaki and the Rich Dad Company have compiled Robert's top secrets to creating a rich mindset, now available in a 10-minute ebook, How to Achieve a Rich Mindset. This offer is available for a limited time only, so get yours today. Get your free ebook, How to Achieve a Rich Mindset. Go to richdad.com and look for the banner. Again, this is available only for a few days, so act fast. Go to richdad.com and look for the How to Achieve a Rich Mindset banner.
You're listening to the Rich Dad Radio Show with Robert Kiyosaki.
Welcome back, Robert Kiyosaki, the Rich Dad Radio Show, the good news and bad news about money. Remember, you can listen to this program at your time, your schedule, on iTunes or Android, and all of our programs are archived at richdadradio.com. Our two guests today were Bert Dolman, author and editor of the Wellington Letter, very important letter in our company. Also, Harry Dent, economic forecaster, and he's very accurate. Both men are very accurate. Harry called that Trump would win when everybody thought Hillary was going to win. And Harry Dent's latest book is A Sale of a Lifetime, How the Great Bubble Burst of 2017-2019 Can Make You Rich. So that's why, you know, I love what I do here at Rich Dad Radio, because I get to talk to these guys once a week, and I get to stay abreast. And today, both Bert and Harry had some very, very crucial predictions about what's going to happen once Trump takes office. And the both of them agree that many of the changes, it is doubtful that President Trump can change. He's one guy, but our problems are global, and the problems are massive. And so that's why, you know, like when I travel overseas, I never met a president like President Obama who was so disliked in many parts of the world, yet he's really liked here at home. And, you know, like I was in Israel, and they really don't like him. Saudi Arabia doesn't like him. Russia doesn't like him. China snubbed him. You know, so what is going on, sports fans? So we have this other guy named Trump coming on board, and he's already calling the president of China to negotiate. He's, you know, he's probably going to build that silly wall. I don't know why, but he's going to say to the people of Mexico, either you build the wall or we cut you off. So he's not saying we have to build the wall. He's saying we better be a fair trade right now. And if he if he repatriates our money at 10%, you know, trillions of dollars will flow back into this country is what we need. And that has not been happening under the Democrats or the elite, you know, the Hillary Clinton crowd. I don't know what the heck they're thinking or what they're doing. You know, how can you just sit there and expect, you know, like Bert was saying, the budget reset, the debt reset starts again next year. They have to borrow more money because America can't pay its bills. And we're fighting a $6 trillion war we should never have fought. You know, so when you look at all this, you go, well, who is going to be president? I want somebody who is going to address the issues. I'm not saying he can handle them, but I am concerned that somebody's got to address it. And when President Obama is at war with a guy named Putin, holy mackerel. I was just in Moscow with Tom Wheelwright, my advisor on taxes. They love Trump and Putin in Russia. And every place we went, they hated Obama. So there's something, sports fans, that is important we be aware of what's going on geopolitically as well as economically throughout the world. And I think Mr. Trump, President Trump, will definitely bring change. Obviously, people don't like the change that's coming, but he has to do something. So once again, I'm going to ask Robert. You can submit your questions to askrobert@richdadradio.com, and we'd love to hear from you. We'll do our best to answer the questions that most apply to the subject at hand. So, Melissa, what's the first question?
Our first question today comes from Kyle in Columbus, Ohio. Favorite book, Midas Touch. He says, now that the middle class voted Trump into the White House, they're going to be looking for better jobs or new jobs. How do you think Trump will affect the job market moving forward?
Well, that's why if he does bring the money back on shore, it will help. And if he forces better trade agreements with, let's say, Japan, China, and Mexico, it will help. But the reason I brought up the book, The Rise of Robots, because The Rise of Robot is talking about massive unemployment coming up. Just think about this. Many of the reports you're reading in the newspaper today are written by robots. We've interviewed Martin Ford, The Rise of Robots. He's been on our program. You can go to richdadradio.com, pull up the interview, because he's saying very important things. And I finally got around to reading Martin Ford's book, and it's shocking. It is shocking. So the idea of going to school to get a safe, secure job is so obsolete. And the question is, what are you going to do about it? So if a sports journalist can be a robot today writing about a baseball game, we don't need journalists anymore. He was talking about the first medical doctors to go are radiologists. He says accountants and attorneys are toast. Because anybody who's doing a job that just requires massive amounts of information, a robot with AI, artificial intelligence, can read 20 million pages a lot faster than you and I can, and they can make better decisions because of the algorithms that make the decisions rather than being human. On top of that, as I said, Foxconn, which produces many of Apple products, just ordered 1 million robots, and they intend to replace 3 million Chinese workers. So this idea of immigration and jobs and all that, in my opinion, is an obsolete idea. And so what Bert is saying, that's why Mr. Trump, President Trump, is doing the right thing. He's pulling everything back to make us more viable, to, you know, maybe make America kind of a tax-free zone. That makes more sense than having more entitlement programs and raising taxes and keep spending money we don't have, fighting wars we cannot afford to fight. So that's why the idea that Trump is going to create you jobs may or may not happen. Next question, Melissa.
Our next question comes from Peter in Salem, Oregon. Favorite book, Rich Dad Guide to Investing. It says, I've heard the Social Security system may run out of funds soon, and I was wondering when you think that will happen and how it will affect people like my parents who are near retirement.
I hate to tell you this, but Social Security and Medicare are already bust. You just haven't, you know, it's like they haven't told them they're dead yet. The bigger question now are pensions, because with negative interest rates running, you know, like in Sweden and Japan, negative interest rates, that means their pensions do not work. So like in California, the biggest government pension in America is CalPERS, California, whatever it is. There, they cannot pay. CalPERS runs on a 7.5% return on equity on their money. In the last year or two, they're only getting less than 2%. That means, and that's just as millions of California baby boomers start to retire, CalPERS is going to go bust too. So this negative interest rate, which was caused by the Fed continually bailing out Wall Street, is the primary reason retirement is a myth today. The idea of working hard and getting a job and, you know, and then retiring to the golf course for most people is an obsolete idea. So that's why I suggest you listen to the Rich Dad Radio program so you'll get some another point of view. You listen to CNBC and those guys, they'll tell you your money is safe. Why can they tell you that? Because they're paid for by Wall Street. Remember Hillary, I'm not Republican or Democrat, but Hillary owes a lot of money to Goldman Sachs for all those speeches she gave. So does Bill Clinton. And Trump, he has pissed off both Republicans, Democrats, and Wall Street. So I think we have a better chance. The trouble is, he's walking into one of the biggest, what Bert calls, bear trap or bull trap ever coming about. So I Feel for My Friend Donald. We've written two books together. But ladies and gentlemen, he can't save you. It's time to save yourself. So thanks again for listening to the Rich Dad Radio program. You can submit your questions to AskRobert at Rich Dad Radio. And please subscribe to both Burt Doman's Wellington Letter at Doman Capital and Harry Dent at Harry Dent Economy and Markets, because today things are changing too fast to be hanging on to yesterday's advice.
You've been listening to the Rich Dad Radio Show with Robert Kiyosaki. To learn more about the good news and bad news about money, go to richdadradio.com.
This has been a presentation of the Rich Dad Radio Network. Please subscribe to us on either iTunes or Android. And for more information, go to www.richdad.com.
It's vital to protect yourself and your company. LLC, LP, S, or C Corp. Let Corporate Direct guide you through the process of forming a corporation or LLC. Every business owner and real estate investor needs asset protection. Corporate Direct is owned by Rich Dad advisor Garrett Sutton and is Robert Kiyosaki's choice for corporate formation. Mention Rich Dad and receive $100 off a formation. Call 800-600-1760 or visit online at corporatedirect.com. That's corporatedirect.com.